spring training is about to begin, another season of Detroit Tigers baseball. And for you with WSGW, we're ready to begin our 57th consecutive season of broadcasting Tigers baseball. And so we're happy this morning to put all that into focus as we are getting ready. So is the voice of the Tigers, Dan Dickerson, who joins us this morning. Dan, as we thank you for your time, and we say good morning to you. Before we talk Tigers specifically, we need to say congratulations to you as you're ready to start your 25th season as the voice of the Tigers. I'm wondering if you have any personal thoughts on that, or maybe personal thoughts, as it was announced yesterday, the Tigers are going to honor you with a special Dan Dickerson bobblehead on April 27th. That's a pretty fun way to get into the season, Dan.
Yeah, the first talking bobblehead. No, that's very nice. That's kind of an honor. Just 25 years, I know that number. I can't believe it's gotten to 25 years already, but I love it. I love the job. I love starting my career working with Ernie Harwell, and I just so enjoy bringing Tigers fans games every summer, and it's going to be a really, I think, exciting summer at the ballpark this year.
Let me do one quick follow-up on that, just because you mentioned Ernie, and you know, baseball and radio play-by-play, there's such a great history, and especially for Tigers fans. And you have that connection to the Ernie Harwell. You started your career as Ernie was wrapping up his in the booth at Comerica Park. So that's a nice connection that you have with the Tigers.
Oh, it's amazing. And Charlie, he was just a great mentor to me. I started making tapes because I'd never called baseball before, practice tapes at Tiger Stadium in the 90s. And I didn't know Ernie Harwell very well at all, but I think we all felt like we could just pick up the phone and call Ernie because he was, you know, in the phone book. And I asked him, he'd listen to my tape, and he invited me over to his house to listen, and we set his kitchen table. I'll never forget it, and just gave me little pointers, was very encouraging. And then I don't think there's any question he helped get me into the booth in 2000.
And for a generation of Tigers fans, Dan, you now are the voice of the Tigers. You are now the second longest running broadcaster as far as consistency goes in all the history of the Detroit Tigers. So congratulations again. I just think that's a nice way to get into the brand new season coming up.
Well, thanks.
So let's take a few minutes. I know it's just getting started spring training and everything is equal. Everyone's on a footing as everyone's in first place as spring training begins.
Yeah. But you can't be optimistic now, Charlie. When can you be?
Exactly. But we do have optimism for our Tigers. Yes, it's been a struggle the past several years, but we have seen some progress. And last year, I think we saw a big leap, especially, I'm going to mention, there's a lot of players to talk about, but let me focus on some here that people are paying attention to, as they have all winter long. Three young keys on the offense that have been getting a lot of notoriety. You've got Riley Green. You've got Spencer Torkelson. You've got Kerry Carpenter. Three guys, yep. I think, that Tigers fans are hoping that are going to help carry the club this year.
Yeah, I mean, you found out very clear when Scott Harris took over, he needed to figure out, all right, what do I have in this system? What can we add to this system to make this a core of a championship team? And last year we found out about those three. In legitimate middle-of-the-order bats, not, oh, I hope they're going to be productive hitters down the road. Legitimate middle of the order bats. And then this year is going to be figuring out about some more. But what we also figured out, in addition to those three, Charlie, Parker Meadows can play center field. In my years in the booth, he's as good as they get in center field at Comerica Park. And you need a guy who can cover some acreage out there. Jake Rogers behind the plate. Looks like he's going to establish himself as a number one catcher. That was a huge development. Then on the pitching side, I mean, you're going to try to find out about some more young kids. The offense is going to improve, but it's going to have ups and downs with young hitters. So that's why I think the Tigers really concentrated on the pitching side of the equation this offseason, adding a couple of starters and Maeda and Flaherty. But look what Scoople did down the stretch. Look what Reese Olson quietly did down the stretch in that rotation. This is going to be Casey Mize coming back to me is going to add a lot. He's going to be an impact pitcher coming back from Tommy John. So I really believe that the pitching is going to take a giant step forward. It was number one starter in the American League in ERA in the second half. They've added to the bullpen. You give this coaching staff, I think that's the thing that really impresses me, Charlie, that they're not just adding talent to the organization, but adding talent with a coaching staff that knows how to get the most out of these guys, and they will.
Let me throw another name at you, too, because he's young, has not played a day in the major leagues yet. However, he recently signed a huge contract extension. There's a lot of confidence the Tigers have in Colt Keith. Why not? What he's done at the minor leagues has been impressive. Does he have a legitimate shot at making the opening day roster? Or are we still a little time away from Colt Keith?
Oh, no. I think it'd be a shock if he didn't make it at this point, given the commitment to him. But it just tells you what they think, and this is what the good teams do. I mean, they identify who the future stars are going to be, believe in their evaluations, and then go sign them and lock them up. Colt Keith has just such a good attitude in terms of his hard work every day. A lot of guys say that, but that's what got him to the major league. That's a ball skill. Charlie, this is just a pure hitter, and it might be one of the best in terms of overall pure hitter, batting average, power, that the Tigers have developed in a long, long time. He's a very exciting player. Does he have to improve defensively? Yes. But to have a guy like that at second base to start the year, that's going to be a big lift for this lineup. Jace Young is another one to watch, Charlie. He's a double-A last year. He'll start at triple-A this year, and he's going to be in the major leagues, I would think, by midseason. But another, not just a guy who you think can help or hope might help, but is a legitimate major league power hitter.
Tigers do have a couple of veterans. One is still a question of what is he going to do. There's been high potential for Javi Baez. He's flashed great leather at times. He's had some offensive prowess. Is this year maybe things do all come together for Javi Baez, or what do you think is going to happen there?
Yeah, I don't have a feel for it. Last year, really, you can't sugarcoat it. It was so bad. I mean, he can still make plays at shortstop that nobody can make, period. But he had a terrible year offensively. He knew what he had to do to change, but it's a very hard thing to do in season. So the Tigers challenged him to change things up this winter. Your workout program, how you have to change things in your swing. They wouldn't go into detail, but I guarantee you they have ideas. He has to show coming into spring training that he has done those things and then kind of work on it in spring training. Again, it's hard to change during a season, but he has to change. He knows that. The athleticism is there. And every time I think about, could he possibly be done as a hitter at 31? I don't believe that, because A.J. Hinch talks about the need to be an athlete in the batter's box, so you're adjusting the pitches. He's always going to be a free swinger, but there's no question he should be able to do more damage on pitches that he can reach and not just generate soft contact. He's a 30 home run hitter. He's done it several times. Can he hit 20? If he could hit 20, just hit 260, it's going to be a 260 with low walk. That's okay if you continue to play good shortstop. He's got his defense has to be better as well. He's capable of making a spectacular play, but he has to be more consistent on the routine play.
Dan, as we are getting ready to start spring training, so what's the story? Is it as usual? We know the guys that we can count on, and they'll be there on opening day, and it's just a matter of getting them ready. Are we looking for any surprises over the next several weeks?
Yeah, I keep looking at it and seeing the roster projections, and I agree with most of the projections I'm seeing. And it kind of gets down to, doesn't it look like there's going to be a lot of camp battles like you might think with a young team? But I think Justin Henry Molloy is one of the things to watch in the spring, because that's a hitter that can clearly help an offense, but there's no position for him. And that's something for fans to remember, is that if a kid can hit, he's not necessarily going to get the call if he can't play a position at a level that they need. Doesn't have to be a great defensive player. The Tigers are not going to bring Justin Henry Molloy up and make him a DH. So that's something certainly to watch, how the bench shapes out, because I think the starting nine, you pretty much have a feel for how that's going to should be on opening day. I think that it's an interesting battle in the rotation. These things tend to sort themselves out when you've got, right now, six starting pitchers, all of whom should be in the rotation on opening day, but you're not going to have a six-man rotation. So kind of a battle for Matt Manning and Reese Olson. Who's going to be at the back end of this rotation, assuming Casey Mize is coming back healthy, and you've got Scooble, Flaherty, and Maeda? I think that's an interesting battle. But I think what it really speaks to, Charlie, is the depth that the Tigers have built for starting pitching, because you've got Sawyer Gibson Long, you've got Alex Faedo. I think Bo Brisky still might be a starting pitcher. The bullpen depth is tremendous. And I think that's the biggest thing that strikes me. There aren't really necessarily a lot of quote-unquote camp battles. I think there are some interesting battles at the, kind of the back end of the roster. but it really speaks to the depth that the Tigers have and will have at Toledo when the inevitable injuries pop up.
The first spring training broadcast is scheduled for Saturday, the 24th of February. Certainly looking forward to it, Dan. I knew you are. I should ask, are you in Florida yet? Are you heading down? What's the Dan Dickerson plan for preparing for what you need to do?
Yeah. So pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. Single game tickets go on sale tomorrow, which always, to me as a fan, was a kind of a big day. You could pick, you know, your series that you wanted to go to. And then broadcasters report about a week later. So I'll be going down next Wednesday. But it is. It's exciting. It's fun. And, you know, you think about single game tickets going on sale tomorrow. And then, of course, I think if you have a chance to go to Lakeland, Florida, that's a destination ballpark to me. It's a great spring training site. So it's a very exciting time of year. I think one of the things that I kept thinking about during the Lions run, Charlie, to the NFC Championship game, I guarantee you Tiger players looked at that, you know, saw what that did to this city, how it just captivated the city and the state, and thought, hey, I'd like to experience that a little bit. They may not talk about it. It's not going to form how they, you know, form their roster, put together their roster, but they saw it at the end of last year with the big crowds on Miggy weekend, and they know if they get off to a good start this year, the crowds are going to be there, starting earlier rather than later, and it's going to be 1,000-plus every night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we are looking forward, again, for us. It's our 57th year of broadcasting Tigers baseball.
I love it.
And you're entering your 25th, and again, congratulations on that and the fun bobblehead night that's going to be coming up in April. And we appreciate your time this morning. We'll be listening for you, and maybe we'll have a chance to check in again and get an update on our Tiger team.
Absolutely. We appreciate the affiliates, and to be an affiliate coming up on 6 full decades is pretty impressive. It's pretty neat. So thank you, Charlie.
All right, Dan, again, thank you for your time this morning. You have a good day, sir.
You too.